Welcome to the Rams studio connected by AT&T. I'm Danny Kleffinger, joined by Miles Simmons for another Rams report. I know you've probably heard this by now, but Sean McVay was hired as the Rams head coach last week, and he had his introductory press conference on Friday. Now, overwhelmingly, comments from that press conference in terms of first impressions seem to echo poise and motivating in terms of what he plans to do with this football team. It comes down to character and fundamentals.
Yeah, you know, Danny, one of the things that kept getting brought up about McVay is his age. He's only 30 years old, obviously the youngest head coach hired in NFL history. But when he was standing up there at the podium answering questions on Friday, I found it really easy to kind of forget about his age. And I think that's something with his charisma and the way he can stand up and address people. I think that's something that is definitely going to help him when it comes to addressing a full team. Because remember, he hasn't done that necessarily before. He was just the offensive coordinator there at Washington. But I think his poise, his charisma is going to be really important when it comes to being a head coach.
He also said at his press conference that he will indeed be the one to call the plays. Very interesting, kind of resuming that role as offensive coordinator, but this time for the Rams calling the shots. And he said that the team is really going to be solid fundamentally on the field.
Yeah, Danny, he talked about being fundamentally sound, but also being aggressive. And to me, that means attacking on both sides of the ball. We've seen the Rams attack very well on defense, but on offense, that's something that's been lacking. Obviously, they've been number 32 in the league the last 2 years. So I think that's something that clearly McVay wants to come in and revamp, become more of an attacking style offense. And that's something that's been his forte during his 3 years at offensive coordinator at Washington.
Well, we talked about fundamentals. He also hit on character, the idea of that it's a we mentality, not a me mentality.
Yeah, he brought that up a couple of times, we, not me. And I thought that's really interesting just in terms of something that he wants to do from a culture standpoint. He wants to make sure that the Rams are all pulling in the same direction. And that's something when you talk to guys who've been around championship teams, DeMarco Farr comes to mind. He always talks about how in that year, everybody on the organization was all on the same page. And so I think that's something that McVay is really going to emphasize here at the Rams.
Also, a development from last Friday is that Wade Phillips has agreed to terms to become McVay's defensive coordinator. Phillips was at Denver. He crafted a top five defense the past 2 seasons. He's got a heck of a resume for someone filling the spot that was held by Greg Williams for the past 3 years for the Rams. And coming into the press conference, I think with those reports speculating, everybody was sort of wondering what's going to go on with Aaron Donald. And McVay addressed that, saying Aaron Donald will stay at a three technique.
Yeah, if you know anything about Wade Phillips, you probably know that he has been running a 3-4 defense up there in Denver with the Broncos. Well, there are a lot of things with that 3-4 where it's still a gap system. So you're not necessarily just lining up guys head up, right? So when you have Aaron Donald, McVay talked about this. You don't want to move the best three technique in football from being a three technique. So Danny was in his interview with you where he said that Aaron Donald is going to continue to be a three technique. And I think that's going to be really good for Wade Phillips' system.
With new faces bound to continue to pop up on McVay's staff, one familiar face will stick around, and that's John Fossil. He has agreed to terms to stay on board as special teams coordinator.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good thing for the Los Angeles Rams. Obviously, the Rams special teams units have been among the best in the league since Fossil has been with the team. And so for him to be able to continue in that role now on McVay's staff, I think that's a really good thing for the Rams.
As we get more announcements on McVay's staff, we'll be sure to keep you updated. As for next week, Miles and I are headed to give you coverage from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. We will also send a crew to the Pro Bowl. So make sure you stay right here on the Rams.com because even though it's the offseason, the coverage continues.